Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah el-Ezhi la ilahe illahu el-Hayyul Kayyum ve etubi ileyh. Ve tevbete vel mahfilete vel hidayete innehu et-Tevvabur Rahim. Vaffu enne ya kerim, vaffu enne ya kerim, vaffu enne ya kerim. Vaktin bena bir fazlice ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik, ya Kudüs, ya Hafız, ya Allah. El Evveli Allah, El Ahiri Allah, El Zahiri Allah, El Zatini Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahduhu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya seyyidel evvelin vel ahirin. İşverena ya şefi el müddidin. Bi rahmetike ya erhamer rahimin. Allah-u Teala fi kitab-ı rezim. Eyyü billahi mineşşeytan-ı rezim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yevme tubla Es-serayra, sadakallahu aleyhi. On the day when the hidden things are manifested. And Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem said in the hadith-i şerif, beware of the sight of the believer, for he sees with the light of Allah ta'ala. Sun is out. Spring is here. The sky is blue. The flowers are coming out. We are here in a nice masjid, as we see the sun, the sky, the clouds, the flowers, and this masjid, we also see each other. We are able to see thanks to the sunlight. For at night in the darkness, we cannot see. So when we see all those things, we seek the meaning of those things which we see. We qualify them, good, bad, beautiful, ugly. But all these things which I mentioned up to now were quite pleasant. But in the same sunlight this morning, in fact, because my eyesight is not so good, I sat in front of the window so that I will have the sunlight behind me, and I read the New York Times. And I read in the New York Times and all the pictures of poor Syrian refugees in the mud in Greece. I saw the picture of Trump, who wants to be next president. So those were unpleasant things. So there is this light with which we see all these things which I have mentioned and much, much more. But there is another light which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, beware of the sight of the believer what he sees with the light of Allah ta'ala. There is another sun which sheds light. That sun, that light, is called Nur Muhammadi. There is nothing ugly what you see with the help of Nur Muhammadi. The meaning comes immediately, as soon as whatever you see. So it's a vision with a meaning. You don't have to think whether it's beautiful or ugly or acceptable or not acceptable. And when you see in the light of Allah, with the Nur Muhammadi, when the vision comes with its meaning, where all is good and all is beautiful, there is still a selectiveness. I rather to look at him rather than him. I rather look at the cactus, excuse me, I rather to look to the rose rather to the cactus. And from amongst what I see, I choose the ones which I want, which I desire. The home, the wife, the job, the friend, the flower. It's as if a magnet which pulls me to it. Haven't you, at a time or another, wanted desperately to have some bread, and with the bread some kebab, and with the bread and the kebab some halwa or some baklava? Hasn't that happened to us? Huh? Now, the kebab and the bread and the baklava attracts us. Huh? But there is a thought. What is that thought? What is that magnetism? Hunger! If I wasn't hungry, I wouldn't want bread or kebab or baklava or halwa. No? So behind it all, there is a thought which creates this magnetism for things which we see. Are you following me? That thought. Is not from you. That thought is not from here. That thought comes. Perhaps I have given not such a good example. Perhaps I should have given the example of some woman which seems to you extremely beautiful and you want to have her as a wife. That thought is not from you. That thought comes from our heart. So there is another hadith. Nay, am I yet? He who is blind in this world is blind in the hereafter. My Shaykh used to say, if those eyes which you carry on your head do not give you a lesson from what you see, you are carrying two awful enemies on the top of your head, used to say my Shaykh. The lesson which one gets from what one sees is when one looks at things not in this sunlight, but the other sun, the Nur of Muhammad. Ya Rabbi.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi.
Amen.
Open our eyes.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, open our eyes and show things to us in the light of Nur of Muhammad.
Amen.
So that we take lessons from what we see. So that whatever we see the hand of Allah Ta'ala in it. For all and everything is created by Him. And He is beautiful. And He loves that which is beautiful. And all that He has created is beautiful. All we will see is not Him, but certainly from Him. Ya Rabbi, bless us with such eyes, and bless us with such thoughts, so that whenever we look around ourselves, we remember You, and we will be in the Zikri Da'in. Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of
heedlessness.
Teach us the truth of Islam. And bless us with Adab of Muhammad and Adab of Quran al-Kareem.
Amen.
Amen. Because of the Sayyid of the Sayyid, Sahari Asim. From a drop of water in the beautiful shape of the human being. We were hungry, You fed us. We were nude, You dressed us. We didn't know how to talk or how to walk. You taught us how to walk and how to talk. And from that moment that we set foot on this planet, till the moment that we will come back to You, all our days, before we realize ourselves, we're satisfied by You, and much more than what we needed. And for all those gifts which we cannot possibly count, O Lord, we all have certain senses. But the greatest gift which you have blessed us with is faith in Iman, is Islam, is Islam. And that you have given us your first creation, from which you have created the rest of the universe. You have given us your beloved. You have given us the one who you have sent as your mercy to all mankind, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our guide, our prophet, our protector, our example, our intercessor in the hereafter. And for all that, O Lord, we have been again thankless. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy on all of Nabi Muhammad.
Amen.
And teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And sometimes, not often, and never above our forbearance, you test us. You test our faith, whether we believe in you or not. You test our submission to you, our obedience to you, our love for you. You test us with little hunger, with little poverty, with little sickness, with little pain. You test us, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all is yours. And you praise and give us the key how to pass those tests. You praise patience. You say that patience is the key to success in this world. Patience is half of faith. Patience is the key to paradise. Oh Lord, we are impatient. We have no trace of patience in us. When those tests come to us, we complain to our doctors. We complain to our lawyers. We complain to our wives and to our husbands. Rara, shame on us. We complain about you to others. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad. You say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Muslims are brothers to each other, and all Muslims are but one nation. And my ummah is like one single body. If his finger aches, the whole body aches. And if we do not love each other for Allah's sake, our iman is incomplete. There are more than 1.5 million of us. We are all separate from each other, like a broken mirror in thousands of pieces. We don't love each other. We hate each other. We kill each other. What unity, O Lord! We are closer to the enemies of Islam than to our Muslim brothers. Once we were all united, and we were united, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were strong, we were the envy of the world. People loved us and copied us and feared us. Oh Lord, look at Ummat Muhammad now. Ya Rab, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad. يا ربي كريت يونيتي امونج ذا مجد محمد
امين
كريت يونيتي امونج ذا مجد محمد
امين
and return that beauty and wisdom and strength back to the Mother Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. You can read the Kingdom of Muslim. Sha'alayatim. Allahumma sallayatim. Jina Muhammadin makhira sallalawad. Fasakabar asaran. Fasharar al-jadidan. Fasakura sarkadan. Fasharikwa al-ruhahu wa al-ruhah ahli baytihi min al-sahiyyat wa-salam. تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك المقربين وعلى اهل طاعتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات والارضين فرضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين امين والحمد لله رب العالمين.